Hi, this is Mark Hoppinger from the Aberdeen Central Class of 79 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I can't believe it's been 40 years. This is 107.7 KABD FM, Ipswich, Aberdeen, a Dakota Broadcasting Radio Station.
Back when this song came out in the 70s, we couldn't say the title on the air. I remember the 45 of the song. We had in the KABR library, literally had handwritten on the record label, "Do not say the title." Well, we can say it now. Eric Carmen and the Raspberries, we're going to go all the way on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, going all the way until 6 tonight. Oops, I said it twice. Oh, no, here comes the DJ police. Al's bringing them in. I'm so busted, I'm going to go all the way to jail. Al, you got to bail me out, man.
Never knew how to be a good leader. She kissed me and said, "Baby, please go away. You feel so right. Being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close. Don't ever let me go. Wouldn't say what I wanted to say. I love you so. Please go away. It feels so right. Being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close. Don't ever let
the Aberdeen Central Class of 79 has hijacked the airwaves of 107.7 KABD FM for the next 5 hours, and we're taking you back in time to the 70s. Three Dog Night, Shambhala, and the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. What a combination, baby. You gotta love it.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, with the rain in Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain in Shambhala. Everyone is lucky, everyone is lucky.
sunshine in the halls of Shambhala. Tell me how does the light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
That's Three Dog Night on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. You know, back in the summer of 76, I entered something called the Coca-Cola DJ Contest on KABR 1420 and won the chance to spend an hour on the air on a Friday afternoon. I remember how excited I was when they called and told me I won a case of Coke, and I also got to play what I wanted on the radio for a whole hour. They said to come to the station that week to record my promo. I had no idea what a promo was. When the day came to be on the air, I walked into the station with a handwritten script of everything I wanted to say and all the dedications I wanted to do for friends. The great maestro Mike Nelson, who was running the control board for me, told me that, hey, I was pretty good and asked if I wanted a job there. Like, I couldn't believe my ears. After the show, I went in a few weeks later to cut an audition tape in the station's production room where they made all the commercials, but I didn't hear anything back from them for a very long time. So, you know, being a 16-year-old in need of employment in the spring of 1977, I applied at McDonald's with a manager named Mike. As I was pulling up to my house on 6th Street one afternoon, my mom said, Wally, there's a phone call for you about a job from a guy named Mike. Well, figuring it was the McDonald's Mike, I rather unenthusiastically went inside to take the call. But it was Maestro Mike from KABR. He told me to come in and get my paperwork completed to work as a radio DJ. Well, it took almost a year, but I was going to do it for real money and not just for a case of Coca-Cola. Of course, it also helped that I had just been in a play at Central called Anything Goes with Kathy Solem, who was the daughter of Jeff and Lynn Solem, who owned the station. In the fall of 77, I was working almost every day after school got out. I remember my daily routine. Stop at Scotty's, get a burger and fries, stop at Twist Cone to get a shake, and then head on into work. After the show, it was back to Twist Cone for a strawberry butter Italian ice twist, and then go back home. Now, when Elvis died in August of 1977, they let me do a several-hour tribute that very night. By the way, the only competing station in town at the time, they didn't do their Elvis tribute until the very next day. Scooped! I worked all through the fall and winter, and since KABR was a daytime station, meaning the FCC made them sign off at sunset, the hours were a lot shorter in the winter. But I stayed on through the spring and summer of 1978, and when my dad got transferred to Sioux Falls just before the fall of 78, I had to sadly resign and move with the family. I totally enjoyed my time at KABR. Pretty girls talked to me, guys who used to beat me up were now requesting songs for their girlfriends, and best of all, I was making that big $2.35 an hour doing what I absolutely loved. Some days when I hear a certain song, I flash back to sitting in the studio at KABR in the Berkshire Plaza, hearing great music through a tinny little ceiling speaker, peering out the window at Highway 281 and just loving life. Side note, the original control board we used at the station is now in my collection at my house. More fun radio stories coming up on the show, including one that comes to mind when I hear this song. When Strawberry Letter 23 originally came out in 1977, the record company pressed the 45s on red, clear vinyl, and it was strawberry-scented. My KABR cohort, Dale D., had the funniest line at the time when he said, "The record used to smell like strawberries, now it smells like other people's noses." Well, since we're playing it here as a digital file, we'll just have to imagine that sweet strawberry scent. Maybe I'll have a whiff of my strawberry butter Italian ice from Twist Cone as we hear the Brothers Johnson and Strawberry Letter 23 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Hello, my love, I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin playing near two. All through the morning rain again, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. Gonna be with my baby.
1077 KAVD FM with ONJ on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. The great Olivia Newton-John on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. A little bit ago, I mentioned Kathy Solem and a play we were in at Central called Anything Goes. Last hour, I also mentioned the great Tom Kelly, the director of all those plays. Besides the talent show called The Eagly and Follies, which I enjoyed participating in thoroughly, my favorite thing about going to Central was the amazing theater department and the terrific plays they'd stage. I remember my very first play as a sophomore was Charlie's Aunt. Noting it was a British comedy, I put on my best Roger Moore voice, and I auditioned. I had been imitating Roger Moore since my obsession with James Bond in 1973. Not only did I get the lead role of Jack Chesney, but I got to kiss the hottest girl in school, Rhonda White. Now, to me, that was much better than doing after-school sports and hanging out with a bunch of other sweaty dudes. After that, it was a one-act called Spreading the News, and of course, the spring musical Anything Goes. Now, the nice thing was one of the performances of Anything Goes happened to be on my birthday in May of 1977. I had just turned 16. It was an absolute blast celebrating with all my friends in the cast. In the fall, we did You Can't Take It With You, and my pal Steve Hatt was in that cast too, but around that time, I had gotten very busy with my burgeoning radio career at KABR, so I wasn't able to participate in any more plays. But the time spent in the Aberdeen Central Theater Department under the great Tom Kelly were some of the best times ever. Thank you, Mr. Kelly, on behalf of all the kids you influenced, myself included. Wally Wingert here on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
We've got trouble. Something's just not right. Just this morning you cried about last night. You said that something's bound to break this time. What's breaking is my heart. I can read between the lines. It's tearing me apart. You've got leaving on your mind. You're mine.
to be. Loving was easier when you were loving me. I guess you found someone and now I find what's breaking is my heart. You've got leaving on your mind. But you're my angel, baby. Yes, you're my angel, baby. Oh, you're my angel, baby. For the rest of
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind with Toby Bowe and My Angel Baby. I still remember my pal Bob Japs and I having a friendly little contest to see who could hit that high note at the end and sustain it the longest. I always remember it as being a tie. I wonder if he can still hit that note. I know I can, Bob, if you're listening. In the next segment, we'll do our next near miss for the hour, featuring a song from a band comprised of five guys who are, get this, founding members of Sly and the Family Stone, Huey Lewis and the News, and Night Ranger. Wow, talk about some talent. But even with all that talent, this song did not quite crack the top 20 in 1978. It's a near miss, but it's a good song. We used to play it all the time in the old days, so you will hear it along with the details coming up. I'm Wally Wingert. The band is called Rubicon, and in 1978, this gem was released as a single. Unfortunately, it only made it to number 28 on the charts, but I still love it. Rubicon featured guitarist Brad Gillis and bass player Jack Blades, who later went on to form the band Night Ranger. But peaking at only 28 on the chart, I'm Gonna Take Care of Everything is this hour's near miss. I'm Wally Wingert, and I'm Gonna Take Care of Everything on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. So don't go anywhere. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Hang here.
Still great. You're wondering if you'll have a place.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard this song on my little clock radio snuggled beneath my covers at night in my house on 6th Street, playing it softly so my folks wouldn't hear. But hey, let's play it loud now. Come on, a little bit louder, louder. Here we go. It's Led Zepp. As I was lying in bed at night as a kid with my clock radio listening to songs like that from Led Zeppelin, I also tried to keep the phone handy. Why? Because KSDN would give away passes to Klein's Miniature Golf out there on 6th Avenue next to Dairy Queen. Though it was only 25 cents to play, I loved winning free passes. Of course, when you played, you also had to get a Coke and some cinnamon bears and some popcorn. I don't think I ever shot anything under par. My score was usually up around, I don't know, 200 or 300, but we had a blast playing anyway. I also remember the Klein family owning Klein's Big Dollar on Main Street. Now, in addition to a ton of credit, crafting stuff, they also carried a nice selection of toys. I remember getting my treasured Popeye Bendy figure there, as well as some sneezing powder, some fake dog poo, and fake fur to make my Star Trek tribble. But right around the time my buddy Blake Bombsberger and I were playing Star Trek in his basement and his house on 6th Street, I started calling Klein's Big Dollar on a weekly basis, asking if they ever got in a pair of rubber-pointed ears, you know, so I could be Spock when we played Star Trek. I figured that Mr. Klein was getting sick of talking to me every week, but he was always nothing less than absolutely kind to this kid. And now, just stroll down the aisles at your neighborhood Comic-Con, you can't throw a juju bee without hitting a pair of rubber-pointed ears in one of the dealer's booths. They're everywhere. Oh well, ahead of my time, I guess. Thanks, Klein family. Good memories. I'm Wally Wingert, and this is the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Run around town like a fool, and you think that it's grooving. You give it to some other guy who gives it an eye. You don't get nothing from me. Fading smile, and you dress so wide to excite me. But don't you know you're turning me on? I know that it's wrong, but I can't stop the pain inside me, baby. Love really hurts without you. Love really hurts without you.
The Class of 79 Reunion Rewind with Billy Ocean, and Love Really Hurts. Without you, it really hurts. You have no idea how badly it hurts. In the next segment, we'll hear a song from 77 that might be a bit un-PC to play today, but hey, what the heck, we're going to play it anyway. And Gino Vannelli has advice on how to stay young and fit. All that and Toto 2. Keep it here.
Hey, Chucky baby, it's Murray Langston here. You know me as the Unknown Comic from the Gong Show. That's right, the Prince of Puns, the Duke of Dilly, the Wizard of Whoopee! Hey, I got a good one for you. Wally Wingert and the Class of 79 took over the KABD airwaves for 6 hours, and after listening for a while, I'd say they've got it in the bag. Is it too early to hit the sack? What? Really?
After all those piano lessons I took, this riff is about the only one I can still play to this very day. I quit piano lessons when I found out that lead singers and radio DJs get all the chicks anyway. Am I right, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Yep. I mean, don't they? Come on. Sure, that's the rumor. Here's Toto holding the line in 79 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. How you doing anyway? I'm Wally Wingert, playing all the tunes that made our class classy. Not sure how classy this song is exactly, but it sure does rock. And it has an interesting history. It's actually based on a song originally written by the blues artist Lead Belly, who died in 1949. A group of New York musicians took on this song, fleshed it out a bit, and released this one-hit wonder in 1977. And despite being written by a legendary blues artist, this song did have its share of boycotts, even back in 1977 when it was released. Can you believe it? But boycott or not, here's the group Ram Jam, and ho, Black Betty! It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, and for some reason, I'm hungry for an apple brown Betty. I can't imagine why. In the 70s, the Hub City had a ton of great eateries. My favorite, of course, was the legendary Lou's Pizza. We'll do a special segment of Lou's a little bit later in the show. I mentioned Scotty's a while back, and I also remember the day my pal Rob Letherer introduced me to Strawberry Butter Italian Iced Twist Cone. And I think the very first drive-thru I ever experienced was at a place called Enchilada on 6th Avenue. It was owned by one of the sales guys at KABR named Don Briscoe. I also loved a burger place called Arctic Circle, as well as an ice cream shop called Lacey's Dairy Bar, which was right across the street from Four Brothers Market on Main Street. Loved their pineapple sherbet. The Blue Buffalo Cafe was where our family would go every Sunday after church for the delicious chicken soup. I was a regular, of course, at A&W, who wasn't, and I also recall my school chum Peter Federer's parents had a German bakery on the far end of Main Street. In drafting class at Central, I used to let my pal Willie copy my work in exchange for him buying me lunch at Fisher's Good Food on Main Street. We had open campus lunches, and I figured, hey, that was a fair deal. Of course, those were just a few of the establishments that kept us all well-fed and happy. And to make sure our Aberdeen appetites didn't get the best of us and make us slothful, God forbid, Gino Vannelli has the perfect solution for keeping us fit and trim as we get on in years. You gotta move, people. People, you gotta move. And move we did. Everybody was dancing to Gino's People Gotta Move.
Bones make you feel. Gotta groove.
The Central Class of 79 is in town for our 40-year reunion tonight. There will be a lot of people doing a whole lot of moving on the dance floor later. You know, back in the 70s, there were a ton of songs we called disco, kids. Yes, I'm sure you must have heard about disco. Short for discotheque, you know, the clubs where these songs were played. Disco songs featured a ratio of 120 beats per minute. Okay, that's about 2 beats per second. Now, I've heard, were you ever a paramedic, Al? Did you ever do any of that stuff? Okay, I was trying to figure out if this is real or not. I've heard that people who give CPR, if they do it to the rhythm of their favorite disco song, that's exactly the way to get CPR. Now, strangely enough, the song most people hum when trying to get a heart attack victim to stay alive is Staying Alive, right? Unbelievable. In the next segment, we're going to have our first CO79 dance break. Now, this is an extended club mix of one of the hottest dance songs in the 70s. This one recorded by a working adult film actress turned disco queen. Only in the 70s, man. Stay here for more. Hey, welcome back to the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, playing all the tunes that made our class classy, like this one from ABBA, or is it ABBA? I've never really known. Put on those dancing shoes, because here's an autobiographical disco song sung by an adult film actress about her experiences on an adult film set where she falls in love with her male co-star. Really? Only in the 70s, baby, and only by the Andrea True Connection. This from the bicentennial year of 1976, and it's the extended dance mix, the first of our CO79 dance breaks. So come on, put on those dancing shoes. Let's get going.